Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, but when somebody knows to speak up and say, hey, 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 now I'm a child of God. I'm of the seed of Abraham. I'm the blessed of the Almighty. I've been redeemed from this. And you resist the devil. What did the Bible say happens after that? He will flee. Oh, glory to God. From you, and you don't get destroyed. But it's no wonder why so much bad stuff is happening to the people of God. I guarantee you there are people all over this place, all over this city, all over this county, all over this state. You could go to them, they're Christians, they love God, but you'd say, what is the curse of the law? They'd go, I guess that's some of that Old Testament stuff. I don't know, you know. Well, it's not Old Testament stuff. Galatians is right here in the New Testament. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you don't know what you've been redeemed from, if you don't know what you don't have to have, then you're going to put up with stuff that you don't have to have. Right. If you don't know what belongs to you, you're not going to enjoy what belongs to you. So we're going to camp on some tonight. What have I been redeemed from? Amen. Amen. What belongs to me? How many will confess, I am a child of Abraham?
Yes.
I am a child of faith.
Yes.
I am in the anointed one.
Yes.
Well, that means you got rights.
Yes.
I said, you got rights.
Yes.
Big part of these rights, you have been redeemed.
Thank you, Lord.
From the curse of the law. Why? Christ took our place. He became a curse for us. Verse 13. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And he did. And he was. So we are. Redeemed. Yeah. Said out loud, no more curse for me. See, he took the curse. Why? He didn't deserve it. He had never sinned. Why did he take the curse? So I wouldn't have to. So you wouldn't have to. Right? He took the curse. Why? Verse 14 tells you why.
Yeah.
Why? So that I'm reading the New Testament,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That the blessing.
Yeah.
If I get too excited to talk, y'all just praise God while I calm down. So that the blessing. We know something about this, don't we? We've been talking about this for weeks. The blessing. Not just a blessing, specific. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. That's us. Our name is all through here. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, why did he give us the Holy Spirit? Numerous reasons, but among other things, he gave us the Holy Ghost that we might know. Hold your place there. Back up to 1 Corinthians 2. I could quote it, but I want you to look at it. Hold your place in Galatians 3, please. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. Y'all believe in God with me tonight, right?
Yes,
the Lord's helping us.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He's taking us somewhere.
Thank you.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 2, 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Why? A lot of Christians will tell you all kind of things. Well, so we could live free from sin. Well, he'll help you with that. But what does the Bible say? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. One of the big parts of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to cause us to find out and understand everything that belongs to us. Because it's a lot. I said, it's a lot. Freedom belongs to us. Cleansing belongs to us. Righteousness belongs to us. Holiness belongs to us. Power belongs to us. Healing belongs to us. Long life belongs to us. And prosperity too. If Abraham got it through the blessing, it's the same blessing. It belongs to me too. Glory to God. Whew. Let me relax just a little bit here. Keep reading. Verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's what? Covenant. Now we're talking about covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. I'm back in Galatians, in case you didn't know. Galatians 3:15. Though it be but a man's covenant, if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he said not to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say then, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it's no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. This is not just a part of the law. It was before the law. Amen? And it persists during the law and after the law into eternity. The blessing is ours. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I thought it said that the promise was to Christ. It is. Well, then how can it be to us? We're in Him. Amen. He didn't take the curse for Himself. He didn't need to try to get the blessing. Did you hear me? He did it all for us. So that He sums it up down at the end in verse 29. Verse 29, and if you be Christ's. This is the third time He said this. If you be Christ, how many say I am?
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you the Lord's?
Yes.
Are you in Him?
Yes.
If you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed, and therefore you are heirs, which means inheritors, according to the promise. The promise. What was the promise? I will bless you. Amen. And you will be a blessing. And in you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. See, that applies to every one of us in a measure. We are to be so blessed that people all around about us are blessed. Right? Both spiritually and naturally. So blessed that everybody around us is blessed. Amen? You ought to be so blessed, everybody lives around you is blessed some way or another because you live there. Amen? You ought to be so blessed, all your friends, everybody you work with on the job are blessed. Listen, friend, get this in your heart now. Do not be willing to stay broke. If you're broke, don't be condemned. Just don't be willing to stay there. Right? And I mean, believe God to bless you until you come up and you come up till you look around and there's people wearing your clothes and there's people driving your cars and there's people living in houses you help pay off. Amen. 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 There's people eating on your money.
Yes.
There's churches and ministries and missionaries that's doing stuff on the money God gave you. Amen. There's TV broadcasts. There's books being underwritten through money that God gave you. Don't be satisfied till you see these kind of things. Amen. You look around this church and see people that you bought clothes for. Amen. Look around this church, see people you helped them get a car. Amen. Or you helped pay off their house or something, whatever. You helped them out in a time of need. Helped them pay a hospital bill or whatever it is. Well, you got to have money to do that. You got to be blessed above your basic survival needs to do stuff like this. Have you already been blessed? Does the blessing belong to you? Yes, 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 yes. I am blessed. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy, please. Deuteronomy. And we're going to look at the blessing that we have been given, and we're going to look at the curse that we've been redeemed and delivered from. But first, let's look at the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy. I tell you, that Galatians 3 is some shouting ground in there, boy. If you don't see it, don't just take our word for it or think we're overly excited. You keep reading it. And after a while, it's going to dawn on you why the rest of us are excited. Just stay after it. Just keep reading it. Keep looking at it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. We might receive the promise of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Deuteronomy 23. Deuteronomy 23. I want you to notice how this works out, because it all goes together. In 23 and verse 5. This is another way of saying what you read in Galatians 3. Deuteronomy 23, 5. Are you there? Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not hearken to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because the Lord your God loved you. He turned my curse into a blessing. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R521. That's R521, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.